Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back season three. And today, Private Talk, we have the pleasure of having Tito Mercado on the couch. Get to know you a little bit more, having Private Talk get to know you a little bit more. You're an athlete, you box, and you've been all over social media. I've seen that you've done, you know, some really big things. And tell us about kind of how you got into boxing. What was your inspiration? Do you have people that looked up to you? Were you kind of groomed? Is it something you just always knew you wanted to do?
I mean, I guess I kind of got myself into it. My father was a fighter. He was the first one that kind of started for the family, so for kind of first generation kind of thing. And he kind of stopped for a while. He got into some things, and then eventually he started training my uncle. And I was just little. I was 4 years old, and I kind of just, you know, started paying attention to him, you know, working in the garage, him training him. And I kind of just threw myself into it. I found there was a way to kind of spend time with my dad, because I didn't really spend too much time with him. Mm-hmm. He was either working or training my uncle, so I kind of just threw myself into it.
So it's a way to bond and kind of see. So did you like, you know, were you excited to see what a punch felt like? Did you just wanted to see what, you know, what your dad was doing and just kind of be like him? Like, describe that kind of feeling.
Yeah, I guess in a way, you know, my dad had a couple recordings of his fights, so I guess I kind of just wanted to, you know, obviously try it out, but it looked fun and like a way to spend time with my dad. So I kind of just, like I said, threw myself into it, and I ended up loving it, so it was fun.
So describe to us what a punch feels like. Well, that first punch, what did it feel like that you continue to get in that ring and, you know, be as successful as you are right now?
It was not that, you know, it was not as bad. You know, I know some people react to it differently. You know, when I got my, you know, hit for the first time, I was like more like, I want to go get my lick back. So it was kind of different. You know, some people.
So kind of let a fire in you. That was kind of like.
Yeah, I wanted to go get mine back. You know, a lot of people, you know, it happens a lot of time. I see it because we have our own boxing gym called G2G Boxing Club. And we see a lot of kids that want to say they fight, and we put them in the ring the first day, and then we never see them again because they want to spar and they don't like the way it feels. So I guess I just had a different little nature to it, I guess.
Okay. So where do you feel that you learned your discipline to be as strict and have a, you know, a training schedule, you know, being a boxer, being like an athlete and having to have like a certain grind to be to the level that you are to actually compete? How do you go through that process?
I mean, I guess it's more or less kind of just knowing if I don't do the things I'm supposed to, obviously my health is on the line. So I kind of know that, you know, if I don't, you know, do the things I'm supposed to, ultimately I'm gonna get my ass whooped in the ring. So I kind of want to always make sure I stay, you know, strict to my regimen, you know, and not do things that I'm not supposed to.
What are some of like your daily rituals that you have, like that you do consistently?
You know, I mean, really just train every single day. I mean, to be honest with you, it's not, you know, I'm usually a homebody because I like to stay inside, just, you know, always resting and recovering. So, you know, whether it's, I usually train about 3 times a day, you know, morning, and then around 12 o'clock and then again at night. So usually really just training, and I'm just really just recovering the whole day after that.
Okay. Describe something that's exciting in your life right now.
I mean, I just got a NABA silver title, so that puts me one step closer to a world championship. So I guess that's fun because now I'm gonna start getting in the likes of, you know, in the names with, you know, the big dogs right now, like the King, the Ryan Garcias, the Javante Davis, all the big guys. So that's gonna start to put me in the mix now.
So you say those two big names. They just said that, you know, yesterday announced that they're going to have a fight. Do you think that they're actually going to go through that fight?
I don't think so. I just saw another clip of Ryan Garcia's promoter, Oscar De La Hoya, saying that they still haven't signed yet. They said it's done, but I mean.
So who would you be rooting for?
Ryan Garcia. You know, I've known him for a long time. We fought in the amateurs a lot, not against each other, but together. And yeah, I know the family really well, so I would be rooting against him. I mean, for him.
For him?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there someone that you want to fight right now? That you would call out, that you want to, you know, you won this title, you're in this, you know, on to the next one. You said you're going to be around all these big names, that you're, you know, you're in this other bracket. Who are some of like your go-to people that you want to, you know, get in the ring with?
Right now, it would have to be either Shakur Stevenson or Devin Haney. Devin Haney got all the belts right now, so I think he would be my top of the list, but after that would be Shakur Stevenson.
Okay. What makes you smile right now besides your career as far as boxing?
Probably, that's hard. I don't really smile, not even in pictures.
You're smiling a lot right now.
Yeah, right now, because you got me on camera, but probably just hanging around my family, probably. They probably bring the other side out of me.
Okay. What about your dating life? You know, with your training schedule, do you have time for a dating life? Are you single, in a relationship?
Yeah, I'm single right now. I'm just trying to focus on myself. Plus, this generation is a little different from my type of taste. I like a little different. I think this generation is a little different from...
Describe what you mean by that to Private Talk. You say that it's a little bit different. In what aspects? And generation, how old are you? You look very young. So.
Yeah, I'm 21. I just turned 21 October.
Okay, so your generation is what you're talking about.
Yeah, my generation.
Okay, so what do you dislike about your generation? Is it just from dating wise?
I don't know. I feel like they're just wild and they're like real dramatic. You know, I like to be cool. I feel like, I don't know, they're scandalous, especially like, you know, if you like a breakup or anything, like, I feel like they get real scandalous and start like...
Is that because of past experiences?
No, things that I've seen.
That you've seen.
Yeah, especially like they take it to social media too a lot now too, so it's like I don't know if I want to be like my private life all exposed like that too, so it's real different now.
So do you have training behind that, as like as far as you going to date, that people tell you like really what not to get into or to whom to be around?
Nah, I would say more experience. You know, I did it a couple of times before in the past, but it's not, I mean, it was cool, but I mean, it's not, it's just different. I don't know. I kind of envision something different for myself.
So when you say different, you said that you're a generation you don't like. What do you like? Is it, what are you looking for?
Obviously somebody more like, I mean, my type, I like to see like somebody that's kind of like a homebody, chill. Now you don't really see that in women too much no more. You kind of see them like out, and there's nothing wrong with that, but it's not my preference.
Okay. What is the craziest fan interaction that you've had? Have you had anything crazy?
I had a couple crazy things. I had some guy almost like, he wanted me to sign kind of like his arm-ish kind of thing. It was kind of weird. And I always get recognized like at fast food places.
So did you not sign his arm?
Well, I did, but it just...
weird? Just because he wanted a sign, but like his body part signed and not like a physical thing?
I think it kind of caught me off guard because I don't feel like I'm a public figure like that yet. So okay. When he kind of told me that, kind of like threw me off.
But you're sitting here at Private Talking. I mean, you are somewhat of a public figure. You know, you're doing bigger things. I mean, yeah. We all grow and there's, you know, levels to certain things. But people, you know, are talking about you. People, you know, are seeing what you're doing and the hard work that you've put in.
Right.
You know, so I feel like it is kind of, you know, sometimes throws you off. But, you know, I've signed foreheads. I've signed whatever you want. Bring it to me. I feel like, you know, the more the merrier. I feel like it's you got to embrace those things sometimes.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Let them soak in. You know, you deserve your flowers however you get them. And they come sometimes in little blessings that you don't know.
Right. No, it kind of just caught me off guard, I guess.
What about celebrity meetings? What is like somebody, have you had a celebrity fan moment that you maybe met somebody that you kind of like got like starstruck or never thought that you'd be like around?
I mean, I've been around a lot of famous fighters, but like somebody that's celebrities, like, nah, not yet. I mean, there's a couple people that I would like to meet, but haven't got the chance to.
That probably would be.
Really like actors, like somebody like Johnny Depp, like people that I actually like watch on. I watch a lot of movies, so I watch
like
him a lot.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
I do.
Okay.
So if I probably saw him, I probably would get a little bit starstruck because I mean, he's a childhood actor that I used to watch.
Okay. Did you know who Miss Alexis Texas was before you came here?
Yeah, I've heard of you.
So you've seen my movies. You said you're a movie buff.
Well, not those type of movies, but I mean, I heard
you've
of you.
You've seen a clip?
You
seem like a clip type of person in your generation,
right,
as we speak.
Yeah, maybe. I might have, you know, glimpsed.
I feel like you can't look me in the eyes when you say that. So I feel like Private Talk, I feel like you may have seen something a time or two. It's okay. You don't have to, you know, it's truth with Texas sometimes.
Yeah.
You're just going to tell Miss Texas the truth. Just let it out. Who was your first celebrity crush?
That's hard. Probably Selena Gomez, maybe.
Selena Gomez?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. What are some top three, or what are your top three rules that you abide by? That you live by, your code? Like, do you have a code?
Yeah, I always try to be honest, loyal, and real to the people that I'm around, that I circle myself with. So I guess those three. I always try to be like that.
What would you say is the best advice that you have ever gotten?
the best advice I've ever gotten. I mean, there's a lot of stuff, but I mean, I guess, you know, one that I, you know, get constantly is just don't take what I got for granted. You know, don't go making a dumb mistake that could cost me my whole career and stuff like that. So I guess I always kind of try to, like, you know, abide by that.
Okay. Is there a moment in your personal life or career that you wish that you could relive and maybe even change?
There'll probably be a couple that I could relive, but nothing that would change, because I feel like, you know, you go back and try to change something, it might alter some other stuff that you went through too. So, but definitely a couple things that I would like to relive.
Can you give us one?
One of my first ones, probably winning my first national when I was a little kid. That one felt exciting because it was the first time, you know, I was not even a ranked fighter yet. So kind of getting in there and, you know, knowing that I could go there and beat the top guys in the country was really fun. And probably my last fight too. My last fight, I just got a belt. So it was just all the more merry that I have my people there too. So it just felt really good.
What does that feeling of, like, winning the belt, winning a title, how does that feel for you? And how do you, like, take that in?
I mean, in a sense, I kind of feel like a champion already, even though it's not, you know, obviously the world championship belt yet. It feels like, you know, I'm getting up there. And, you know, obviously my work that I'm doing is working. So that's how I feel about it.
Who do you go to for advice?
My father.
Your father?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though, you know, sometimes we hear advice that we don't like to hear, but we know it's the truth. So definitely my father.
You can't always have yes men. That's why I think the hard truth sometimes is always, you know, sometimes it's good to hear.
Yeah.
What do you, so, you know, you're just starting in, you know, boxing, and you're getting all these, you know, getting to those places where you want to be. Is there anything other besides boxing that you like to do or want to aspire in the next, you know, 5 to 10 years?
I mean, as hobbies, I like golfing and I like playing basketball. Anything that's really competitive, I like to do.
Okay.
But, you know, as far as, you know, career-wise, I do want to kind of pursue acting eventually after my boxing career or during the, don't really matter, but I think I would like to do acting.
Do you do any kind of, like, skit things now, like on TikTok? Do you have, or, you know, because all these, you know, generation now, you know, TikTok is a big thing. There's all these trendy things as far as, like, even just showing somewhat of, you know, a character of things. Do you do that kind of thing?
I haven't, you know, and I maybe should try to do some skits, but usually TikTok I see, like, nothing but dances and stuff from my, and I don't know, I feel like I'll be
cringy-ish. So you're not a dancer?
I can dance, but I don't know if I can dance
on
camera.
Can you show us some moves?
Not right now.
Not right here? So on the spot, you can't do it? Not even for Miss Texas?
I gotta be, like, really motivated to do so.
What motivates you, Tito? What would motivate you, I guess?
I don't know. It would have to be for, like, some type of prize or something.
Prize. Okay. So you need a trophy of some sort.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like all in competition. So I guess it would have to be for something.
Okay. What is your biggest strength?
I think how strong I am mentally. It's real hard to break me, even in the, whether it's outside of life or inside the ring. I think that's my biggest thing. I don't really let nothing kind of throw me off course.
What would you say is your biggest weakness?
I don't have one.
We're not all perfect. And I don't know, you want to stand by that, you know?
What's my biggest weakness? I don't know. I guess, like, I don't know. I know I have one, but off the top of my head.
It's off the spot, you know. You know, sometimes it's hard, you know, you have the reflection. Maybe, you know, maybe we'll go back to that question if it comes to you. You can tell Miss Texas. If not, maybe, you know, you'll figure it out for yourself. But, you know, I think it's good to, like, stimulate those conversations because, you know, we all, you know, you are in what you do. You need discipline. You need to be your biggest fan. You need to know that you do all these things. But it's also to the vulnerability too, I feel like, also impacts the whole person, and it also strengthens those things. So we have to identify, we all have some weaknesses that we can always work on.
Right.
What is something luxury-wise that you treat yourself with? You know, you have this, like, strenuous schedule, you're working out a lot. Is there any time that you do something that you treat yourself for, and what is that?
Luxury-wise, I mean, I wouldn't say so much that. I think more...
I mean, it could be, like, a spa day, it could be anything. It isn't, you know, luxury is always different for anybody else.
True. Yeah, I do that, actually, but especially because my feet, I'd be moving around a lot, I'd be getting, like, blisters on my feet, so I definitely always get that taken care of, too. But I think more or less it's more like... I treat myself with, like, junk food, I guess.
Okay.
Because I'm always have to be on a strict diet, so when I get that chance.
You like the cheat day.
Yeah, and I got a sweet tooth, so it kind of sucks.
What is, like, your go-to snacks?
Oh, man, I love, like, every single chocolate. It don't even matter what it is. They tell me I'm nasty all the time the way I eat. I eat, like, 3 or 4 bags and I stop.
Like, give us like a run if you're going to the, you know, convenience store and you're having the munchies of any sort, a sweet tooth is kicking in. What do you grab?
I'm grabbing a Coke, a Taki bag, a Hershey, the peanut butter cups, Hershey Kisses, and then I'm grabbing some Sour Patch.
And you're eating this all in one sitting?
In one day.
In one day?
Yeah, well, like, I usually get it at night, so I'll eat it by the end of the day.
Okay.
So I'll have it done.
In all in one sitting?
Probably, yeah, it'll be done like an hour or two.
What are some things that you are scared of?
I guess not living up to my full potential. Whether it's, you know, taking things for granted, just not living it up to what I could fully be.
Okay. Have you ever had a bad Uber or Lyft story?
I haven't, because I rarely take some. But I do have a couple weird ones where they be taking, like, on the Uber, they be taking, like, a couple dudes. Like, there was one time my mom said she went on a Uber ride and they had another dude there. And it just felt weird, like, the way they was.
Like if he was going to, like, take her somewhere to else kind of thing? Like,
yeah, like, their vibe, if they felt a little weird. So when I was in there, I was kind of, like, watching him the whole time. But That's a little weird. Maybe he might have had a bad accident. Maybe somebody did something to him. So I'm not sure, but.
Like a worm. What would you say is unique about you?
I don't know, there's a couple. I mean, I feel like I got the ability to make a lot of people laugh around me. And I think
jokester?
I think so.
Okay.
And I think people recognize that I got the ability to, like, lead people. I feel like I'm a good leader.
If you could change jobs, would you? And what would it be instead?
Oh, that's hard. I don't think I would change jobs. I would have another job, like I said, being the actor, but I don't know if I would change it for something. Would I redo it again? I would consider it, because it's a hard sport. It's a hard lifestyle. I mean, no, I don't think anybody would want to get punched for a living two times back to back in two different lives. That's hard.
I mean, I feel like there's always different types of people. Some people like it. You clearly like it in some sorts.
No, yeah, I love it, but to do it again, it's a hard sport. Definitely if I have kids, I would definitely make sure they know everything before considering doing it.
Have you ever been kicked out of a place? And if so, why?
No, I haven't been kicked out of nowhere.
Okay.
No, I haven't.
You're smiling like you're like trying to remember going back in your head. You're like, was it me or was it my friend? Have you been in this situation?
Yeah, not me personally, no. I've never been kicked out of nowhere. I mean.
But you've been with people that have been kicked out that you've had to been with.
Yeah, I mean, I've been kicked out of class a couple of times, but nothing like out of a place, nah.
Were you kicked out of class for? Just being the class clown?
I guess in a way. I just wasn't annoying like a class clown, though. I'm just cool like that.
What is the best pickup line you've ever used, Tito?
Damn, I don't use pickup lines. I just go off top. I feel like pickup lines are too corny. And I feel like, I don't know. I feel like if you start thinking about that line too much, I feel like once you go up, like you're going to start.
So everything's always different.
Yeah,
I always. So if you were going to give me a pickup line right now off the top of your head, what would you tell Miss Texas?
Oh, man.
Now I'm making you a little nervous, huh?
A little bit? I don't know. Now I'd have to think of something.
You said not to think about it by your own words. You said don't think about it too much or you're not going to like it, you know?
I don't want to start stuttering on camera.
Oh, well, you know, there's always a first for everything. If Miss Texas is going to pop your cherry, this is the time. We are on private talk.
Right.
Yeah. I think I heard you like gulp from over here. When is the last time you've had sex?
This year?
This is a long time. This is almost the end of the year. Does that mean like the beginning? Like
let me see. I gotta think back.
You gotta think about it? You have to think about a lot of things. This is, you know, private talk with Alexis Texas. You know, it's okay to loosen up a little bit. You know, we like to get to know you a little bit better. Your fans want to get to know you a little bit better. Because there's other sides to you other than just boxing. Like you said, you have other interests. You have other things. And you have a personal life. And you may not want or are in another relationship right now. But people want to know.
Right. Like October.
Okay. October. That's not that long ago.
Yeah.
Have you ever taken a souvenir home?
Like from anywhere?
Like from
traveling? Is that what you mean?
No, from like a person, like a a girl that you've been with or an encounter you've had?
No, I'm not weird like that.
Has anybody ever taken anything from yours? Like, some girls leave with a sweatshirt, they take your underwear, you know, something like t-shirt.
I think I know two girls that have my jackets, kind of got me mad, but I think that's it.
You're like on the hunt for it?
Yeah, I mean, they were
like, never going to get it back, long gone?
Yeah, I'm not going to get it back. It was years ago.
Do you have any tattoos that you regret?
No, I don't. I was thinking about getting tattoos too, but I don't know. I might just not get no tattoos.
What are some things that you look for in a partner?
I mean, it's hard. I feel like they're a good person. And I feel like they got to be, in a way, I'm a God-fearing man, so I guess I would look for like a God-fearing woman, someone that believes in God. So I think kind of those two would be like the main ones.
Okay. What is success to you?
I think having my family live comfortably, I think that would be a success.
Best concert experience?
I never been to a concert. I'm kind of mad about that.
Never? Never. What would be a concert that you'd want to go to besides Selena Gomez?
I don't know if I would go to a concert.
Come on. You got to show love to her. You got to be a fan of her just as much as she is of you.
True. All right.
Kind of manifest it. You see, like how I flipped that?
True.
Now she's a fan of yours.
Right. I hope she is.
So what concert, if you could have the choice, is there somebody that like who is like your top three? Like, what do you listen to? What gets you like going? Like, what's like something that you're out, like it's a vibe?
I mean, there's no artist alive right now that's like, oh, I wish, because the main artist I listen to a lot is Tupac, and he's dead, unfortunately. So I wouldn't be able to go to his concert. But I guess right now, probably like a Drake or who else? Maybe like a Jack Harlow concert or something. I heard his concert get pretty good. So.
Okay. I like that. Do you have a social media weakness? Is there one that you like more than the other? Is there something that maybe you fall down the rabbit hole? Like, are you a meme type of person?
I'm a meme type of person. I feel like, as in weakness, you mean like, which one do I like more?
That's yeah.
I guess I'm on Instagram a lot more. I guess that's the one I kind of prefer. But I do like going on Twitter every now and then, just seeing what the crazy stuff they got to post.
Because I feel like Twitter is way more, you know.
Twitter's crazy. Twitter, you get into arguments.
Have you gotten into arguments on Twitter?
Yeah, but my account, yeah.
Your account.
My account got banned, so I had to make another one. So I stopped. I just look at them now.
Okay. Let's see. Is there anything you regret saying no to?
Is there anything I regret saying no to? I don't think so, no.
No? So you always say yes to everything? You go by your intuition?
No, I don't say yes to everything, but I don't think there's something
that serves you. Like, you know what I mean? Things that you wouldn't say no to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, going back from. Yeah, nothing that I would regret, no.
What are your thoughts on OnlyFans?
I think it's cool. I think everybody got to make, you know, a living the way they got to. So it's nothing.
Yeah. Do you have any subscriptions that you're subscribed to?
Nah.
You don't have any fake accounts out there?
Nah.
No? Is what one subscription that you cannot live without? From anything, from music, TV, Netflix, what is one subscription you just cannot live without?
Probably Apple Music.
Apple Music?
Yeah.
Big music guy.
Yeah.
If you could describe your life in a song, what would it be?
In a song?
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Probably it has to be one of the Tupac songs. I'm trying to figure out which one though exactly.
So big Tupac influence. You know, he's a Gemini like myself. We're very smart people. Very, you know, influential people.
No,
I feel like that's what's great about music is because it doesn't matter, like, unfortunately, you know, passing and whatever, their story always carries on. And it's very, like, influential to people and what we are going through in their story, even though you're still, you're 20, you know, in your 20s, and he's would be a lot older. But he says it's, you know, you either relate or you're not. Are you a Nas fan?
No, I'm not, unfortunately, because of...
The young generation.
Well, no, it's not that. It's just, it was a Tupac, Nas, Biggie beef, so I was like, I can't.
You're loyal like that.
I don't listen to Biggie. Okay. So I can't. That's disloyal to him.
Okay.
Plus, I rock with him, so I don't really.
All right. All right. Well, that is the rest of those questions. We're going to get to Truth with Texas. Are you think you're ready for it? Are you warmed up to it? I asked you some, like, leadway questions. To, you know, you kind of got a little flustered. You drink. You know, I have more water for you if you need me to stop and get you more water. But I won't be too hard on you, I promise. Okay, so how this part works, it's Truth with Texas. There's four cards, four aces. Each ace suit is a different type of question, from romantic, spicy, naughty, and kinky. We'll go through a little of the questions, then you can ask Miss Texas anything. Then we will complete Truth with Texas. Are you ready?
So it's, okay, so it's either I answer the truth or I ask you a question. Is that what it is?
No, you're just gonna ask me, answer the question. It's called Truth with Texas. So when we give you these cards, that suit is gonna tell me what type of question I'm gonna ask you, and then you're gonna tell me your truth.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then at the end of Truth with Texas, then you can ask Miss Texas something, because at that point I feel like, you know, I've put you through the hot seat a little bit, and you deserve a question or two.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah. I guess.
Are you sure? You seem really nervous.
No, I'm good.
Okay, you're just contemplating if you should be in my
seat. I'm just trying to figure out what to expect.
You can't expect, you never know. Sometimes I feel like it's better that way. I won't be too hard though.
All right.
So again, we're gonna go through all the cards. And tell me which one it is.
What's that?
Ace of?
Yeah.
Let me see it. A club. Okay, so it's a kinky question. Shower sex or car sex?
Wait, what?
Which would you prefer?
You said
shower sex, car sex.
Shower.
Bondage, yes or no?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Bondage, yes or no?
Bondage? What is that?
Like tying people up, like spanking, like, you know, more of like a fetishy type of thing.
I guess, why not? Yeah.
Yeah? Sure. Okay.
Sure.
You said sure. Don't just tell me yes if that's not your answer.
No, yeah. Yes.
I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Like you're, okay, wait. Are you asking, on, like, Tito, would I, or like?
Yeah, would you? Like, which do you like that, or is that something that you wouldn't want to try?
Yeah, I would try it.
You would try it?
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite time of day to have sex? Are you a morning person, nighttime, midday? Doesn't matter. You're already ready to go.
I mean, I'm an all day type of person, but I think nighttime is more like.
More your speed?
More like, well, I think it's more situated for that.
Okay. Have you ever had a partner that was too kinky for you?
Yeah, actually, no. Nah. I'm gonna take that back.
What does that mean? That means yes.
I haven't.
So why was this person too kinky for
you?
Or were you too kinky for them?
I had to think about it. Nah, I haven't. Nothing crazy.
That was a lie. Lies. This is Truth with Texas, Tito. You're not telling Miss Texas the truth. All right. Well, I'll let you pass on that, just because, you know, we're new friends, and I'll let you pass on that one. Do you have any fetishes?
No, I don't.
Do you even watch porn, or have you ever watched porn? I feel like you're not. I feel like you're either really reluctant to say that you have, or you just are a clips type of person.
In the past, but not recently, no.
Just because, like, you just came out of a fight, and because you've been, like, focused in that way, or just because you've been entertained with boys where you don't have to, or is it just not your thing?
I mean, it's like, I don't know, I feel like that, like, most people that, how do I say it, most guys that be doing that, they just get stuck on that, and I'd rather actually, like, go.
In real life.
Yeah, like.
Yeah. That's good. I mean, I feel like it's not a bad thing. I think that that's, like, realistic. I think that, you know what I mean? I think it's there to stimulate you for other reasons. I feel like with me, like, I don't need it to watch porn to do it. I could just watch a TV commercial and it doesn't even matter. Or real life events happening. You know, right. Things. I feel like people kind of think, like, those questions are kind of taboo. I feel like it's, you know, the more we communicate and make it more normalized, where it's more healthy. It's not, like, a bad thing. I feel like if that's what you want, then that's your boundary and that's what you like.
Right.
You ready for the next set of questions?
Yeah, I mean, I think we got the hardest set out, so.
Yeah, we got, you know, kinky was, you know, I feel like kinky is probably going to be the worst subject for you, because I feel like you're not really the kinkiest person, but you're still young. All right, Asev.
All right, so another.
Diamond, so that's spicy. Let's see how spicy you are, Tito. All right. Something you would not do sexually. What is something completely off limits?
I mean, not off personal experience, but I heard, like, what that I would not do, or not, like, not let them do to me.
Anything. This is your question. However you want to answer it.
I heard some girls, like, go down and, like, lick dudes, like, in certain areas, and mm-hmm. I wouldn't allow
okay.
that. Yeah, that's weird to me.
So that's off limits for you?
Yeah.
Have someone ever thrown up on you while giving you head?
Thrown up? Nah.
No throwing up?
Nah, that would be...
It would ruin the mood.
That would really...
But it happens. Some people even have a fetish. My last guest was telling me it's like a fetish thing, which I did not know that was a thing. But yeah, it's not for everybody. Different strokes for different folks. What is your worst hookup story? You don't have any. You're always A1.
Yeah, I don't got one.
Always one. Who are your top porn stars?
What? I mean.
You have to know some name.
I mean.
Do you need to phone a friend?
Nah. I'm on your podcast, so I'll say Alexis Texas first.
Okay. Well, he gifted me that one private talk. He already said he'd never seen my work before, but I still don't believe him.
Alexis Texas first. I don't know any like that, like, because I don't really watch that type of, so I couldn't really say, but I mean, I heard of other actors that are good.
Who?
I heard things about Tiana Trump, and okay. I heard, who else?
I haven't got the pleasure of ever working with her, but I've heard great things about her as well.
Oh, and Mia Khalifa was pretty popular too.
Nice. But you've never seen their clips, or you have?
No, never.
Allegedly. <Right. laughs> We're going to use the allegedly thing. Have you ever dated somebody older?
Nah, I haven't dated nobody older.
Okay. Have you ever fallen asleep during sex?
Like, what do you mean during?
Like during any act, any sexual act, did you ever fall asleep or have somebody fall asleep on you?
I had somebody fall asleep on me, but I never fell asleep.
What were you doing to her that she fell asleep?
Just things that normal folks would do during that type of...
At that time of night? That's a good answer. I like that. Have you ever stayed in a relationship based only because of sex?
No.
Okay. Next set of questions. Look, you're doing great.
I know.
We're halfway. We're 50-50. You got it.
That's the heart.
Romantic question. Are you a romantic?
I would like to think so.
What is the most romantic thing you've done for a partner?
Oh, yeah. Nothing. Yeah.
Okay. Well, has somebody done something romantic for you?
Nothing yet either.
So what, do you have an ideal setting that you would want to do? I mean, what is romance to you, I guess I'm saying? Because some people could be is just like making a playlist or making a nice dinner, or do you have anything in particular that you're like, what kind of romancer are you if you say you're romantic?
I mean, I've done things, but I wouldn't like, I don't know if it was like, I don't think it's like movie type romantic stuff where it's going to make you like fall in love type stuff. I mean, I've done like when you go to the beach and like eat, like make a picnic type stuff. I've done that type of things, but never like... I don't know. I feel like I could do more.
Okay. Ever slid into somebody's DMs?
Like, what do you mean? Like anybody? Or are you talking about like
anybody?
Fame? Yeah.
Did they respond back?
Of course.
Of course. I love the confidence. Favorite part of body on the opposite sex?
Like, okay, but like, be more specific. Like, what are you talking about?
More specific do I need to be? It could be anything. It could be a body. It could be her butt, her boobs, her face, her eyes, okay. Her nose, see, like, her cheeks. It could be anything.
Okay, because I thought we were just like, I just wanted to make sure. Okay, I guess the eyes.
Eyes?
Yeah.
It's all in the eyes, Chico?
Yeah.
Yeah? You got that? Making out or cuddling?
Am I dating this person?
I mean, we're in like a fake scenario, but what if you were dating this person? What is your go-to?
I guess cuddling then.
Okay. So you don't cuddle with people you're not dating is what you're saying, but you are a cuddle person.
I don't know if I feel too comfortable like staying there for too long.
Okay. If you're not dating them.
Yeah.
Okay. Dinner date or movie date?
Dinner. I feel like movies too. I think it's kind of like everybody does that. Okay. In that movie, you can't really do nothing.
Okay.
So I think dinner, you kind of like talk to him a little bit more.
Romantic sex or kinky sex?
Are you talking about handcuffs and all that, right?
I mean, yeah, that's kinky to you. You said you would
no,
try
you,
bondage.
No, that's what you said on the cards.
It's all in the cards now.
I don't know. That's hard. That's like,
If you had to pick one, or the other, for the rest of your life.
I think anybody would choose Romantic. So
anybody? Are you sure about that?
Well, not every. Maybe. Look, maybe now you're maybe doubting other, yourself. Maybe people you might disagree, but I think I would go Romantic.
Okay. If you needed a fun, safe word, what would yours be?
A fun, safe word?
Yeah. So say like, so let Miss Texas teach you a little bit. Okay. So in the bondage world, usually because it's like usually testing limits and doing things, sometimes people have a safe word. So if it's too much, they don't have to like totally ruin the room, but they say that word and then everything stops because it's too much for their comfort level. So if you were in a relationship and you were doing playful, like you did, you know, said that you were willing to try with your partner and those things, what would be like a fun, safe word that you would think that's, you know, between you and your partner? It could be like pineapple. It could be like, I don't know, doggy. I don't know. It could be anything fun.
I don't know. I would probably, I don't know if I would like have a word like that. I would probably just be like chill, but I don't know.
Everything goes.
Yeah. I guess. I mean, I would just say chill. That's it.
So if we're having like, you know, a electric prod on your nipples, everything goes.
No, I would be like,
see, that's like bondaging. It isn't just like tying you up. Sometimes it's like it's testing your limits, but you want to try it because you've never tried it. But what if you try it and then you're just like, oh, fuck you, and then you need to have a word so they know fuck you doesn't mean do it again,
right? Yeah, I guess I'll be like,
look, I'm gearing you up for your next partner eventually. Someone on private talk might be out there wanting to like be, you know, be a partner with you, and you know they're gonna let you know, they're gonna know your safe word.
Right. No, I mean, I guess it would be some type of, it'd be like, I guess it'd be like fuck or something, to be honest. Like, I don't know.
That is not a safe word. That's,
how's that not a safe word?
Fuck? Because sometimes people say fuck when something, like, not that it's bad. I mean, at least me. I don't know. Maybe you only say fuck when it's bad. Sometimes fuck can mean like it feels good.
Yeah, but I'm like, if I say that, I wouldn't be like standing still. Like you would see the way my body reacts. I would like jump. I would do some weird stuff.
But see, that's assuming someone knows your body reaction. But if you had a safe word, they automatically know they're not gonna prod you again with something. Mind you, hypothetical.
Damn, I don't. I never. You're had thinking this,
too I never, much about I never it. Had this type of, you know, just have fun with it, Tito.
Let me see. I don't know. Let me see. What would I use as a safe word?
Do we need to skip it?
I'll say Simba. That's what
Simba?
I'll say.
Simba? Yeah. Okay. I like Simba. Deal breakers. What are deal breakers for you in a relationship?
What's a deal breaker? I guess like one of them, I guess, not believing in God. That would be one. I guess that's probably like my main one, to be honest.
Okay. Giving or receiving? What type of partner are you?
Giving.
Sex on the first date?
Depends. On the person.
Okay. So if you have like chemistry or whatever with?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, it just depends like the vibe too. Like, I don't know.
Well, that's mean energy. So energy would be your vibe if you're feeling that person, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. Last romantic question. What can I ask you? Naked or lingerie? Do you like your woman to dress up for you? Do you not care? You could just be naked and ready to go? Do you have a preference?
I mean, in the heated moment, I guess I got no preference, but I think if I'm thinking about it, I guess lingerie.
Lingerie? Okay. Yeah. So you like the like whole dressing up, the way it looks. Do you have a fetish, you would say?
To take it off, probably.
Okay. All right, last card, Truth with Texas. We've got the Ace of Spades, which is a naughty question, our favorite here at Private Talk. You're doing really well. I appreciate your honesty. I know you probably were not ready for these questions by the look at your face, but you're doing really well, and hang in there with me. Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, you don't need a safe word with Miss Texas?
Not yet.
Okay, not yet. But now I know what it is. Simba. If he says Simba, Private Talk, we gotta cut this. All right, naughty questions. Handcuffs or blindfold?
Shit, give me handcuffs. I can't go without not seeing.
Okay, choked or spanked?
Me being choked or spanked? Or are you talking about me doing? Okay.
Do it, Tyler.
Choked.
Okay. Do you like dirty talk?
I feel like you're gonna ask me to say something because I seen a clip of you doing that. So, I mean, yeah, but I don't got no dirty talk right now on me. I don't got it in me right now.
I won't. won't make you dirty talk for me, but you like dirty talk.
Yeah.
But sure. Are you the one who's dirty talking, or do you like the female to be the one dirty talking, or just back and forth?
I guess back and forth.
Okay. Lube or spit?
Spit.
Have you ever paid for sex?
No.
What kind of outfits turn you on? You said the lingerie. What kind of, is it just like a whole, like a one piece? Do you like a whole like cosplay type of situation? Role play where it could be a nurse, teacher, something like that? What kind of outfits if you had the choice?
I never done all that, but I mean, just a two piece, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever hooked up with a friend's sibling?
Yeah. That's crazy. I'm being truthful here. Trying to.
I like it. It's Truth with Texas. This is where you're supposed to let it all out. It's like confession, but different. You know what I mean? It's confessions with Miss Texas. Let it all out here at Private Talk. What about hooked up with somebody's mom? Friend's mom.
No, not yet.
Not yet? Have you ever faked an orgasm? I heard this is a real thing. I didn't really know it was a real thing until I had a conversation with some of my guy friends. And apparently, allegedly, this is going around. You guys do this kind of thing.
I never fake one. Nah.
Biggest turn off. What is something that a girl you just won't approach, you won't deal with, you'll just not with it?
Like you talking about sexually?
Mm-hmm. Or just in general?
I don't know, if they're not clean, like, I mean, obviously you could tell.
So hygiene.
Yeah, like, I'm not going down there.
Not going down there. Have you ever had a bad experience?
Bad taste, I guess, yeah.
So you just didn't go back for more?
Yeah, I didn't.
No go on the field. All right, those are the rest of Truth with Texas. See, you completed. You can stop sweating so much. I know you know you're, that bottle is getting a little crunchy over there. Is there anything you want to ask Miss Texas? I know I put you through, you know, a little hot seat, but it's called Private Talk. We need to know a little bit more about you, and I feel like people wouldn't have ever asked you these questions, and sometimes you need to give a little bit more, be a little bit vulnerable.
Right. I mean, I guess you put me on spot. So, like, okay, I guess I'll ask you one. Well, I got a couple. Wait, do I got a couple?
Go ahead, go. Let's hear it. We got time.
Okay, are you a kinky type of person?
Am I a kinky type of person? It depends on what you think is kinky. I think that naturally, because of who I am, I would identify as kinky, yes.
Okay, so what type of stuff do you like?
In what context?
Like, what do you mean?
Well, what kind of stuff I like? I mean...
Do you like... Like you were asking me, handcuffs, blindfold, you like all that type of stuff?
Or do I like handcuffs? Absolutely not. I don't like giving that much control away. I could be blindfolded, yes. I think that's more in my wheelhouse of the sexual eroticism of what that portrays, because I feel like why I ask these questions, Suze, is because everybody has a different type of taste. Everyone has a different type of female they like, male they like, what kind of like smells they like. So with those things, it's like I am more of a visual person. So I feel like taking my sight away and describing to me things sexually is more intimate and stimulating for me sexually. Whereas like giving away my hands and not being able to like use my hands, I could not do that because I have control issues. So therefore, I would not do that.
So I'm assuming getting tied down too would be a no.
That's a hard no. Not for me. I have been lightly tied with like a shirt that I could, so I would knowingly know I wouldn't be like left. I feel like it's just probably trust issues, maybe. Who knows?
Maybe bad experience.
No, not even bad experience. It's the assuming of what a bad experience could be.
Gotcha.
So it's the overthinking in me. I'm a Gemini, just like Tupac. So, you know, I'm an overthinker. So it happens. What else you got for me?
Let me see. When did you start making movies and why?
When did I start making movies? In 2006 is the first time I ever did a movie, which when I first started was reality porn was a new big thing. And a company called Shane's World did a line called College Amateur Tour, and I was the prodigy of one of those movies. Never thought I would do it. I was in college, young, dumb, and full of cum. I was like, I would have fucked the person anyway, so I got paid for it. Never thought I would do it again. Then I got a phone call a couple months later, and they were saying that a company called Bang Bros in Miami wanted to shoot me. I went to Miami. I had an amazing time, and I loved everything about it. And I moved a week later to LA, and I've been here ever since. My motto was go big or go home. I'd continue to do the adult business until I wasn't having fun with it. I've been in the business for 15 years. I do different aspects of it. I started, doing movies. I haven't done a movie in over 5-6 years. And now it's about all the luxuries of doing other things, but yeah.
Where are you originally from then? You say you moved over here. You're not from
Texas.
I was gonna figure that by then.
Lexus, Texas ain't no joke. Private talk, you let them know. That's right, Tito. What else do you have for Miss Texas?
I think on our first sitting, that's enough information.
Have we got to the point where you're gonna tell me the pickup line yet? No. You haven't have time yet? You haven't,
That'll be off camera.
Oh, off camera. You can't give away all your tips and clues to everybody?
I can't. Then they're going to start stealing my swag, and I can't do that.
No, you can't do that. All right, well, let's get back to what do you have coming next for you? You just had the fight. What are you gearing up towards? Is there anything, what's next for you, Tito?
I'm going to start getting ready for a fight early next year, like January, February. And it's going to be against another opponent that's fought world champions, like I said, like Haney and stuff like that. So it's going to be good, and hopefully we get more straps on the line. So I can force these fighters to fight to have the belts.
Okay, so what are you going to be doing in between that time? What does your schedule look like? Booked and busy?
Right now, really just, interviews and just right now I'm kind of enjoying myself a little bit with the time I got, but I start training already. I'm already doing stuff lightly, but I start training again already in December.
Okay, where can we find you? Where can we support you? Where can we see where this next fight is so we can go and see it?
Yeah, you can follow me on all my socials at Real Tito Mercado, and I'll be posting updates and all that stuff right there.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you coming and taking time on Private Talk.
Thank you.
Getting to know you a little bit better. I hope you had a fun time and I didn't grill you too much. All right, Private Talk. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time. This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian, plant queen, and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way. Like, come on, Amber.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen, also a comedian, and I host people at our home. I have a great wine collection in my cellar.
Well, you mean the mini fridge?
It's a mini fridge.
New episodes of Fly on the Wallen drop every Wednesday. Listen in as we discuss relationships, books, and keeping our sweet baby kid alive while we make laughs on the internet.
Subscribe to Fly on the Wallen wherever you get your podcasts.